Hey, this is Dan Ospo of the Discovery Channel team here at the Tour de France on the finish line of stage 11 in Briançon. And the stage saw a terrific performance by Alexander Vinokourov to win the stage. A terrific breakaway that he was gone for about 150 kilometers of the 173 in the race. But again, a great win by him, but the gap to Lance and the group that was led by the Discovery Channel team was only a minute and 15 seconds. So after losing 5+ yesterday, gaining back a minute and 15 was good for Vino, but really didn't cause any worry on our team. After the race, Lance basically said that if T-Mobile's goal was to win a stage, mission accomplished. But if their goal was to break the Discovery Channel team, well, then mission unaccomplished. He said that basically with Vino being 6:32 back at the start of the stage, he wasn't a priority today, and they knew he would attack after losing the time yesterday. And Lance said the key was to keep the team together and keep as many riders together. And you saw that again today in a really similar performance to yesterday. Huge monster climbs today, three monster climbs, and the guys were all around Lance the entire day. Ended up having about five or so of the riders with Lance in that final chase group. And to have George and Azevedo and Beltran rode terrifically today, Popovich was great. I mean, it just was another great performance by the team. Lance basically said at the top of the Galibier, when the gap was about over 3 minutes, Lance said, let's just bring it down as much as we can. And with a 40 or so kilometer descent to Briançon, the guys just hit it, and they drove it and drove it all the way to the line. You kind of saw Lance almost being set up for a sprint there at the end. It really wasn't a sprint, but he just told the guys to go all the way and let's try to get it back to a minute. So a minute and 15 lost to Vino, but all the other chief rivals were in Lance's group, so the GC is really unchanged at the top. And we're basically one more day closer to Paris. So the fact that you can get through a pretty crazy day today and not lose anything and not have to really chase down anybody and kind of keep the team together and keep the team motivated and, again, be one more day closer to Paris, well, then I think the riders will take it. So join us again tomorrow as the Tour continues to race through the Alps. A bunch of climbs tomorrow, a lot shorter than today and yesterday, but nonetheless, I'm sure we'll see more challenges to the lead that Lance and the Discovery Channel team has. So tune in again, and for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.